Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyle Doctor Podcast. My name is Dr. Emil Tassi, your host, and today we're going to talk about some awesome information. So I want to ask you this. Is your cup overflowing? Is your bucket overflowing? What do I mean? You see, if your cup, which can only handle a certain amount of stress, right? So we have the three types of stress. Do you know what they are? Actually, there's four, right? There's physical, chemical, emotional, and now there's electromagnetic frequency. So they accumulate in our bodies from environmental toxins, the traumas that we've experienced, both micro and macro. And I explained that on the last podcast. So I explained that a little bit about micro and macro trauma. Any emotional stress that you've had over time, your exposure to EMF, actually any underlying infections can build up on this also. But the bottom line is that you can only handle a certain amount of this going into your cup or your bucket. And now if it starts to overflow, in other words, if it's too overwhelming or if you're not doing things to empty out your cup, well, what will start to happen is you'll start to express symptoms. And now we don't look at symptoms as a bad thing. When you look at a symptom, if your body's expressing a symptom, it means that this intelligence in your body, which is designed to keep you healthy and knows exactly what to do all of the time, which comes from your brain, right? There needs to be a reason why your body's expressing a symptom. Do not ignore it. And also, do not do something just to treat the symptom. Don't just cover it up. It's like putting the black tape over the check engine light. If your check engine light went on in your car and you went into your mechanic and he said, okay, here's a piece of black tape, let's cover it up, and then charge you for that, well, you'd have to find a new mechanic. Also, I know that sometimes it's not convenient to figure out that, wow, my body's breaking down and things aren't moving in the direction that they should. And I know that it can be overwhelming. That's why I want to just lay this information out for you, okay? Because if you are expressing symptoms, just realize that your body is starting to break down and you actually have to drop down to 60% function until you feel or experience a symptom. Unless you have a trauma, which is 25% of the situation where someone has an acute trauma or an acute situation where it's an accident or something like that, that's 25% of the situation with people when they get sick or they have something like that happen to them. But 75% of the people that are breaking down and getting sick in our country, kids included, it's from what are called chronic illness. Okay. And this is the slow accumulation of their cup getting filled up too much or their bucket being filled up too much and it's starting to overflow. And this happens over time. And normally, you know, it would happen in people's 50s and 60s. Now, 50% of the people over the age of 40 have a diagnosed chronic illness. That's 50% of the people in our country over the age of 40 already have a diagnosed chronic illness. And most of these people are taking chemicals, which actually adds to the stress in their bucket or their cup. And that's actually making the problem worse. It actually, what it does is it may change the symptom. It might make the symptom go away. But think about this. If you add a chemical into the system, what do you think is going to happen to that system? What do you think is going to happen to your body if you add chemicals? Now, I'm not telling you to stop taking your chemicals. Your medications, okay? I'm not telling you to stop taking them. You need to work that out with your medical doctor. But what I'm saying is you need to start to ask yourself questions. You need to start to ask yourself, why am I having these symptoms? So if your cup starts to overflow, some things that can happen are high or low blood pressure, weight loss challenges, digestive issues. This is a huge one. Dizziness or vertigo, brain fog, mood swings, depression, sleep issues, okay? Having trouble going to sleep, or actually waking up. I was having that a little bit where I'd wake up in the middle of the night several times a night. And what I realized was that toxins were being dumped from my liver in the middle of the night. And I was toxic. That's what happened. Musculoskeletal pain. I've had a lot of issues with that in the past, which, you know what? It's a work in progress. And this is what I'm here to tell you. If you're having some of these, do not get overwhelmed. The first thing you need to do is realize that your body's expressing a symptom for a reason, and you need to ask yourself why. And I will tell you that the answer is not from a lack of chemicals or medications. That's what I will tell you the answer is not. The answer is not from a lack of chemicals. You were born to be healthy. Your body is amazing. I want you to maximize your genetics. I want you to have an amazing quality of life. I want you to improve and build on your health so that you can live long, active, and healthy. And the more that you understand this and get the strategies that we're going to be sharing with you into your life and make them part of your lifestyle, you can actually start to educate your family about this. Because the only way that we're going to turn this thing around, because the United States is the sickest country in the world, sickest industrialized nation in the world. We have the sickest children in the world and the sickest senior citizens in the world. And, you know, it's just not right to see people suffer like this. It's actually, it breaks my heart to see people suffer like this, especially if you're a producer, especially if you're a mover and a shaker and you're actually a hard worker. And some of you may be really successful in your office or your business or at work, but your health has been a challenge and you've been putting it off. And now you're realizing that, you know, that's the next step for you. That's the next piece, is that you need to start to build your health up, because everything in your life really comes down to you being able to have health and a high quality of life to be able to, you know, enjoy it and actually have a fulfilled life, right? Because there's no sense in focusing all your energy just on work and in your business or taking care of everyone else as you break down, because you're going to suffer. Some other symptoms really quick are joint stiffness, hormonal imbalances, headaches, fatigue, or low energy. Okay, if you're having, and that's just to name some, all right, there's like 14,000 names of different diagnosed illnesses. Let's just keep it simple and say that health is optimal function, and 100% health is 100% function and 100% life. If your body is not functioning at 100%, there needs to be a reason why. We need to find out why, okay? And one of the main reasons is cellular inflammation, all right? Your cells are inflamed because toxins are actually inflaming your cells. And what's happening is your cells are becoming congested because there's toxins around the outer wall, the outer cell membrane, so the good stuff can't get into your cells and the bad stuff can't leave. That's one issue. That's one piece, okay? On the last podcast, I said that there are different pieces to the puzzle, okay? What you need to do is increase or improve your adaptability potential. We call it the general adaptive potential. We want to make it so that you can adapt more efficiently to stress. The first thing you need to do, though, is start to take the steps to empty your cup. Okay, you need to do the things to actually remove the stressors. Okay, and that's where strategies come in. And I will tell you this, if you start to try to take away things that you like, even if they're bad for you, you will not last doing that. You won't last. It's very hard to take things away. Even if you know you're eating a pint of ice cream every night and you know it's not good for you, if I tell you stop eating that, that's going to stress you out. What if you would eat a nice salad before you ate the ice cream, or drank 2 glasses of water with lemon in it before you ate the ice cream, or before you smoked the cigarette, or before you ate the chocolate cake, or before you ate the pizza? Fill in the blank. Even if you're going to drink alcohol, I'm just being real and realistic with you, because this is the bottom line. I've worked with tons of people, thousands of patients over the last 16 plus years since 2001 in my office. And now I work with a lot of people virtually also. And what I've realized is this: human nature and our habits are something that are really hard to break. And I'm not here to tell you what you should do. Okay. I'm here to guide you and lead by an example and give you strategies on how, when you're ready and if you're ready, okay, because it's only up to you. In other words, I care about you, obviously, because I wouldn't be putting this information out there for you to listen to, but I can't carry you, okay? So this is one thing that's worked for me, and if it makes sense for you, and if it's, you know, if it's something that you can see yourself doing, then you should try it, all right? And if you're going to try something, try it for a month, all right? But try to add things. So in other words, try to add fresh fiber first before your meals. Try to add 2 extra glasses of water. Try this concept of addition. Try to add a walk around the park, or add 10 minutes of stretching or core exercises, okay? And here's the thing that's going to keep you going. It's momentum. Things aren't going to be perfect, but if you can gain some momentum, that's what's going to inspire you. Now, this is what I've also realized. It's very hard to navigate through all of this and figure out what are the first things you should actually do, where should you get your information from, who's going to help you. And this is how I've always worked in my office. When we have a program that is turnkey, when we can really help people, when we've had programs in our office come in to help people, the most effective programs that we've put people through, whether in our office physically, with them coming to the office, or working with them virtually, what I've realized is that we need to have a set game plan. So that's what we have. That's what we offer. If it's something where you know you need extra help, definitely get in contact with us. We would love to consult with you. If you're going to try to navigate through and figure things out on your own, listen, that's a good thing. At least you're taking action, and that's why I'm putting this information out there for you. What I would say is this: if you're going to try to figure things out on your own, start with this concept of addition. Okay, that's one of the best things I can tell you. Do not start by trying to take things away, even if they're not good for you. And you know, listen, there's going to come a point where you add enough good things and the other things will fall away by the wayside. In other words, if you're smoking cigarettes, or if you're eating pizza, or if you're drinking too much alcohol, or if you're eating too much sugar, you're addicted to drinking a bottle of, you know, a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi a day, whatever it is that you may be doing, listen, we've all had our stuff, especially growing up. Just realize that it's a journey, okay? And enjoy it. Enjoy the fact that now you're making a conscious effort to take self-responsibility, which I give you so much credit for that, because that's the hardest thing to do, is take self-responsibility and make a decision. The hardest thing to do is actually make a decision and say, that's it, I need to turn this thing around. Here's the problem. You're only going to get a little bit of that momentum to actually make changes. Most people wait until January. You do not need to wait for some holiday to come around for you to make changes to improve your quality of life. That's what I can tell you. Now is the time to start. Now is January 1st. Make the changes now and start by adding, because the worst thing that can happen, and I've seen this so many times and it's just heartbreaking, is that someone finally gets to the point where they're broken down enough. Now they have five problems. We'll literally have people come into our office and they're disillusioned. And it's unfortunate, even people in my family, where they're taking 4 or 5 medications, okay? The average senior over 65 takes about 11 drugs a day. That's average. So I don't know if there's ever been any test on a person that took 11 drugs a day, but just common sense, if someone puts 11 different chemicals in them a day, well, is that going to build their health and make them healthy? But this is, we've been fooled, really, because what will happen is the person will come in, they'll show us their blood work, and they'll say, look, I just went to my cardiologist, I just went to my endocrinologist, I went to my primary care doctor, and they said I'm doing great. Meanwhile, the person's 80 pounds overweight, they're taking 5 or 6 medications, they have low energy, their body's not functioning anywhere near it should, they can't walk up steps. Okay, they might be on disability, but the doctor told them they're doing good. Why? Because he looked on your blood work, and because they manipulated your blood work with chemicals to look normal on a piece of paper, you think that you're good. You see how tricky it is? So listen, if you're taking thyroid medication, high blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication, whatever it is you're taking, I'm not telling you to stop taking those medications. What I'm asking you is this: if you're taking 2 or 3 medications, what do you think that's going to look like for you in a year or 2 years or 3 years from now? Do you think that the plan of the healthcare system, not blaming the doctors, listen, they're amazing people, they're caring people. I'm talking about the paradigm that they work in, the system, the medical system. This is my question to you. Do you think that the plan of the medical system is to get you off of their medications? Do you think that their plan is to get you off of your medications? You got to ask yourself that. You need to get to a practitioner or a doctor or a consultant, someone like us, or we can find you someone, but we can work with you virtually even, that's going to get you to ask these high-level questions and lay out a game plan for you that in a year, you build your health up, or even in 6 months, or even in 3 months. We have 3-month programs. We have fast start programs, 3-month programs that can really boost you in the right direction. But you need to ask yourself, if I don't change now, what's life going to look like for me when I'm taking more medications? Try to envision that. Try to ask yourself that, because I'll tell you, the people that come in that are on 8 or 9 medications with a cane that are overweight and the doctor tells them they're good, they really think they're good. Meanwhile, you can watch them coming in from the parking lot. I've seen them when I've traveled all over the world. I've seen them in the stores. I see them in airports. Go and, you know, you frequent public places and you just look at people. Look how sick they are. You're driving around next to them. They're anxious. They have anxiety. They're depressed. They can't function in society, a lot of these people. It's sad. And if we don't step up and do something about this now, what's this going to look like for the rest of society, right? I want you to think about that. And that's what really breaks my heart and gets me to actually come and deliver information like this, is because if I don't step up and start to let you know about this information, I look at it like, who is going to? And it's so hard to find people to trust, especially online, and then to listen to. So I'll tell you this, from working with thousands of patients over the last, you know, years since 2001, what I can tell you is this: the best strategy is to work with people and consult people and understand where they're coming from and realize that we all have a history. Listen, I grew up the same as you. Trust me, I didn't, you know, grow up as a kid drinking green smoothies. If your kids are drinking green smoothies, that's amazing. They're way ahead of the way ahead of me and way ahead of 99% of the population. So here's the thing. It's hard to find people to trust. Who do you trust? Where do you start? That's why we've created this platform for you, to actually give you information. We're in the trenches. I'm working with patients every single day. Our team works with patients every single day. We consult with people. We see the miracles happening. We're actually in the trenches working with people, okay? So this is what I can tell you. Just a simple strategy, no matter what you're going to do when it comes to making a change, just start by adding. And add, obviously, good things like I discussed, okay? So if you start by adding, and then you start to realize that your bucket's overflowing if you're expressing symptoms, you should start to ask yourself, well, how do I start to empty my bucket? The first thing you can do is take a step in the right direction and reach out to us and let us talk with you and consult with you and see if there's something we can help you with. Maybe we can send you more information. Maybe we can talk with you and guide you a little bit. But I would say that now's the time to change. Okay, now's the best time to change. Here's another thing. It's never going to get easier than right now. If your health is on a downslide, if you're moving down, if you're moving in the wrong direction, it's never going to get easier than right now to make changes. This is what I can tell you. It doesn't matter how busy you are. Trust me, we all put things off, procrastinate. I've been there. But now is going to be the best time for you to make changes. There's never a better time than right now, because think about it. If you let things go anymore and the problem becomes bigger and it becomes a bigger and more complicated problem, that's what we see a lot. We have a lot of people that come into my office that are in their 60s. And once they hear the information we have to offer them and we show them what's going on with their testing and we explain it to them, they all say, I wish I would have heard this 20 years ago. That's what everyone says. Even people in their 40s are saying this. So I'm telling you, right now is the best time to make the changes. I look forward to speaking to you soon. Have an amazing day.